Governor Jared Polis is ramping up the state's response to the coronavirus as the number of cases continues to grow, especially in mountain communities. Our state capitol reporter Scott Franz has been following the developments, and he joins us now from Denver to give us the latest. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Lucas.
So the governor announced a state of emergency earlier this week. Can you explain why he did that?
Well, it's really a way to maximize the state's resources to fight against the spread of this virus. Polis is actually really worried about what he has seen playing out in places like Italy, you know, where they've locked down the entire country. His emergency declaration, what it does is it raises the urgency and allows the state to potentially receive several million dollars in federal assistance. He's also hoping to get more testing kits. He thinks that's a very vital part of the response, is to get more people tested to see where the virus actually is. But here he is talking about why he made the call for this emergency declaration.
What it does is it gives us access to resources and more legal flexibility to take steps now to protect the most vulnerable and better contain the outbreak, truly reducing the chances of the trajectory that has occurred in countries like Italy from occurring here in Colorado.
The governor also announced several more measures this week to try and slow the spread. What specific actions is the state taking?
Polis is really trying to limit the scope of this by taking pressure off of workers who might feel the need to go into work, not to miss a paycheck, even though they might have come down with symptoms and appear sick and might actually have COVID-19. So what he did was he ordered employers in certain service industries like teachers, healthcare workers, food handlers, you know, people employing those types of workers will now have to pay a small amount of sick leave to these workers if they need to take time off to get tested for the virus. There's also, you know, a very dramatic recommendation Polis is making at this point. He's urging people who are 60 and older to avoid taking any unnecessary trips to mountain communities, places like Aspen, Carbondale, really places that have seen, you know, cases of the virus or are close to cases. And, you know, that also, that recommendation goes for people with chronic health conditions.
And so why did he issue the travel alert for the mountain areas like where we are?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are a couple of reasons. First, Polis is worried because places like Aspen don't have the same resources to treat people for the virus that urban areas do.
These community healthcare systems in our mountain and resort communities have limited surge capacity. They are also generally at higher altitudes.
He also says the high country is getting hit hardest by the virus at this point. You know, he labeled Pitkin County as a hot spot this week based on the 9 cases that were appearing there. It's also the part of the state where they've confirmed evidence of community spreading, meaning it's being spread from person to person and not by someone who just got back from an international trip, that people who haven't taken trips are starting to get the virus.
You spoke about the paid sick leave. I'm curious about the cost of testing and what the state is doing around what testing for COVID-19 will actually cost people. What measures are being taken there?
Right. Well, Polis took another step this week, ordering insurance companies to waive co-pays and fees for testing for COVID-19. Now, this doesn't mean that if you have a plan through your employer that it's going to be free. Polis's action really applies to insurance plans that are governed by the state. So this is people who purchase their insurance on the individual market. I will say, you know, in urban areas, it's a little easier right now to get tested for the virus at no cost. The state actually opened up a drive-through testing facility where the line of cars to get the free test from there is actually, I've seen it reported, a 3-hour wait. I mean, it's crazy how long the line of cars is. But for that one, you'd have to have a doctor's note to receive the test. So there's a process. It's not just for anyone who has symptoms. You know, they can't just drive up to this facility. And at this point, it's only in Denver. Now, we're still trying to get some clarity at this point on how much tests are gonna cost for people. As more people need to get testing, you know, the state governed plans are obviously easier at this point, but I know they've been working at the federal level urging insurance companies to waive fees for tests. So I expect pretty soon, you know, it's there isn't going to be a financial burden for people who are exhibiting flu-like symptoms and need to get tested for this virus based on, you know, how urgent the situation has become.
And that's specifically, obviously, for people with insurance. I guess people without insurance will end up, at least in from what we know right now, could be in the same boat as they would be for other types of medical procedures.
Right. You know, that's a great question. I'm not sure of what this is going to look like yet for uninsured Coloradans, but this might be something we see the state take on, you know, again, based on the urgency of the problem. And I don't think the state wants to see people avoiding getting tested for it and treated for it just because, they don't have insurance, because, you know, that obviously factors into how the virus can spread.
You were talking about testing, and we're going to get into some of the things that the state is doing to respond to coronavirus. I'm curious if there are plans, or have there been any discussions that you're aware of to ramp up testing, the ability to test, or even expand the locations for testing?
Right. Well, that is one of the state's biggest priorities right now, is to ramp up the testing ability. Governor Polis told us this week, you know, he thinks to contain this virus, it's going to take thousands, if not tens of thousands of tests each day to get a handle on the virus and its spread. You know, he's been working closely with Vice President Mike Pence. He said earlier they had about a 20-minute phone conversation where Polis really stressed the need from the federal government to get more tests. He said he was guaranteed an additional 1,500 testing kits this week, you know, which would bring the state's capacity to more than 2,000. But at the same time, there's an effort underway. The governor's repeated calls to private companies, private labs, to start increasing their testing capability. And the hope is that, you know, in the coming days, you know, there won't be, you know, a shortage of test kits, that anyone who needs to get tested can. And, you know, we're also seeing this drive up lab is another key component of this. Just an example of a state's kind of new effort to make it easier for people to get tested.
So what are some of the other things that the state is doing to respond to coronavirus, not in the realm of testing?
Right. I want to say at this point, for most Coloradans, even for your listeners in Carbondale, life will go on like normal. You know, the governor hasn't taken some of the more drastic actions that we've seen other states like Washington taking, where they're limiting large public gatherings, or New York, where the National Guard was called in and there have been containment zones set up. We haven't seen any of that. I think the most, you know, dramatic impact we've seen is for older Coloradans to avoid the high country, you know, if in places where they are seeing cases. You know, we also saw a directive that will allow people 65 and older to start renewing their driver's licenses online. You know, now they can avoid exposure at a DMV. But I will say that what we've been hearing at the Capitol is that things could change pretty quickly depending on, you know, how the spread of this virus plays out in the state. You know, we asked the governor, are you going to restrict crowds? And his answer was that he wouldn't hesitate to use his emergency powers to do that if he thought it was needed to protect the public health. You know, this type of emergency gives the governor a little more latitude to take actions like that. I mean, that's another part of why he declared an emergency, was to be able to respond to things very quickly. You know, we also are going to see some more restrictions on visiting nursing homes to protect, you know, that vulnerable population. We saw in Washington, you know, a lot of the deaths in that state were from people in nursing homes who contracted the virus. So that's why the state is taking, you know, those measures. And I think, you know, it's just stay tuned. We'll probably see more impacts as the cases, you know, it's expected they're continue to rise. So we'll probably see more actions from our state government.
So if what's been happening in other states, Washington, New York, and even internationally is any indication, it sounds like things could get pretty serious. Should listeners be worried, or what is the appropriate reaction at this point?
Well, you know, I attended a press conference with the governor this week, and I will say he appeared very somber. You know, the first one, you know, it was very, seemed maybe a little more optimistic about getting handle on the virus, but as the cases continued to spread, you know, the governor definitely is taking a more serious tone. But he's still trying to assure Coloradans that we can get through this, and that at this point, there's still no reason to panic.
The most important person who can help stop the spread of the virus is you. We all have a role to play. Everyone's essential. This is really a test of our Colorado character, a test of our ability to put the interests of our state, the interests of our community up front.
You know, he says that means washing your hands, staying home when you're sick, and getting tested if you're showing flu-like symptoms.
So we just heard that the U.S. Capitol is closing to the public. What about our state capitol? Is it still business as usual there?
Well, aside from some more Purell and hand sanitizing stations, you know, it really has been mostly business as usual. There's still legislative hearings. Bills are still getting passed. We are starting to see the cancellation of some press conferences, some speaking engagements from the governor. It's also very likely at this point that lawmakers could call a recess if they feel the need to try and limit the spread of the virus. You know, the state capitol building here is obviously very busy. There's always hundreds of people gathered from around the state to weigh in on bills. At the same time, it's a busy tourist attraction with field trips and tours going on. So while it's still humming this week, it could become very quiet soon, depending on what lawmakers decide to do.
Scott Franz is our state capitol reporter. He'll be providing us more updates in the coming days on the spread of the coronavirus in Colorado. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, my pleasure.